crowd of some 35,000, including U.S. First Lady Laura Bush and Italian film legend Sophia Loren, filled the Olympic Stadium. More than 4,700 performers, including fast-moving skaters with fiery rocket packs, dancers, and even dancing cows, opened the festivities. Some 2,600 athletes from more than 80 countries and territories marched into the stadium, accompanied by American pop music from the 1970s and 80s. The worldwide television audience was estimated at around 2 billion. Following more than 2 hours of celebration and pageantry, International Olympic Committee President Jacques Roga addressed the athletes.
Please compete in a spirit of fair play, mutual understanding and respect. And above all, please compete cleanly by refusing doping.
Then the President of the Italian Republic, Carlo Azeglio Ciampi, officially opened the games.
Dichiaro aperta a Torino la celebrazione dei ventesimi giochi olimpici invernali.
The musical highlights of the show included an appearance by the late John Lennon's wife Yoko Ono and his song Imagine, sung by Peter Gabriel.
I hope someday.
The entertainment was capped off with a performance by legendary Italian tenor Luciano Pavarotti. The final torchbearer was former cross-country skier Stefania Bomando of Italy. She lit the tallest ever Olympic cauldron, which rises to 57 meters. It will be seen throughout the city during the 16 days of competition as athletes vie for 84 gold medals in 15 sports. The Olympics are being protected by unprecedented security, which includes some 15,000 Italian police and a no-fly zone backed up by NATO fighter jets. Reporting from Turin, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.